Kiddushin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Kiddushin Bavli, Dafnun Beis. We begin in the Yerushalmi and Daf Chavches Medalef at the Mishnah. Hamakadesh Isha Uvita, Oy Isha Va'achoisa, Ka'achas, Enim Mekudoshes. If a man was Makadesh a woman and her daughter, or a woman and her sister, simultaneously, they are not Mekudoshes. Umasa Bechamesh Noshim, Uvahen Shtei Achiois, and there was a case of five women, of which two were sisters, Veliket Echad Kalkoloshel Te'enim, Mishalahem Haisa, Veshoshviyas Haisa, a man collected a basket of Shemitah figs from their field, Va'oman, he said, Hawei Kulchem, Mukudoshoisli, Bekalkolazu, Bekibalta Achas Mehen, Alidei Kulom, Va'omachachomim, Eina Achoyos, Mukudoshois. When the man said, all of you are Mukudoshois to me with this basket, one of them accepted the basket on behalf of all of them, and the Chachomim ruled that the sisters were not Mukudoshois. And the Gemara says, Amr Bechia Bar Abba, at Shmamina Chamesh. Bechia Bar Abba says we can learn five dinim from this story in the Mishnah. At Shmamina Shechamesh Noshim Miskadoshois Ka'achas, we learn that five women can be Mukudoshois simultaneously. She'aisha Mekabes Kedushea Vekidushei Chaveota, and that a woman can accept Kedushin for herself and for her friend. Ve'ein Mekadoshim Begezela, and one cannot be Mekadesh with a stolen item, because the only reason that the Kiddushin took effect over here on the other women was because it was Shemitah produce and it didn't really belong to them. And we learn from here that you can be Mekadesh with produce that is not lawful, means here it was Shemitah. And we also learn here that Kiddushin does not take effect on any case of Arayis, which is a case of forbidden marriages that will be punishable with the death penalty or with Koris. The sisters were not betrothed, and if a person separated and sacrificed two korbanos for one aveira, he does though receive atonement. Hechavida, what's the case here of receiving atonement for two sacrifices when he was only liable to bring one? Shochat shtei chatois l'shem chatas echad, amizbeach b'yur es aroiloi, shteyin asurois ba'achila. Shochat shnei ashamois l'shem asham echad, amizbeach b'yur es aroiloi, shnei masurim ba'achila. If he slaughtered two chatas korbanos as one, then the mizbeach selects the suitable one, but neither may be eaten. And if he slaughtered two asham korbanos as one, then the mizbeach selects the suitable one, but neither may be eaten here as well. Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rabbi Yochanan shachat es harishoin shelo lishmoi v'es hashini lishmoi kiper. She'enu harishoin shelo lishmoi kosher ela mikach shmoi haba acharov. Rabbi Zeira, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said if he slaughtered the first one shelo lishmoi, which means not intending it to be that korban, and the second one was lishmoi, means with the correct kavana, he achieves atonement because the first one is only valid because of the correctly brought korban that followed it. But if he slaughtered the first one with the correct kavana and the second one without the correct kavana, although the first one brings kapora, but how can the second one bring kapora? In kippah rishon alma hasheni ba u'mechape ala tumah she'ira ben zeh lazeh, can it atone for the tumah that occurred between the two korbanos? There's no space of time that tumah could have occurred. But as for a korban pesach, if he brought two simultaneously, he does not fulfill his obligation, because the korban pesach is brought to permit its eat to be eaten, and one of them is not valid over here because it was slaughtered without intent for the people designated upon it. Because we don't know which one that is, they are both invalid. This does not follow Rabbi Nosson though, because he said that as long as the blood was thrown, even if the meat was not ultimately eaten, he has fulfilled his obligation.